I want to take a couple of minutes this morning to share a few things that we as a church have been involved in, will be involved in, and need to be praying for. The first one is happening on Sunday, June 26th. The first being the first one I'm going to mention. These aren't in chronological order. But on Sunday, June 26th at 10 a.m., we will be joining with the Glengate Alliance Church for a special time of worship. Our board received this invitation, and we agreed that it's something that we want to be involved in, accepting the invitation to participate and join in a Canada Day service and a barbecue that will follow. So we need to be letting you know that on that Sunday, June 26th, there will not be a service here at Westburn. They have arranged for Nazir Shaheen of 100 Huntley Street to be the guest speaker. It is the intention, the intention of those gathering together to focus on reaching out to new Canadians and recently those Canadian refugees that have come to our country on that day. Through the use of our, this is Glengate speaking, through the use of the community garden, they've already been able to connect with a number of families. It will be time that we will be worshiping outdoors and sharing in a time of fellowship and food. And so we've been encouraged to come alongside and join with them. And so please be praying for the ministry that will take place that day. We again are reminded of the Pervez family. You have been nothing short of a blessing and a gift from God to us. And so we are joining with our brothers and sisters at Glengate, and there might be other churches there that will be joining together. And we want to come alongside and be an encouragement to those who will be there on that day. They are hoping that several of the refugee families in the Niagara region will be there. Each visitor and refugee family will receive a Welcome to Canada gift bag complete with many Canadian items, including a Gospel of John in English and Arabic. And so this is what's going to be happening. We'll be involved in a joint service followed by the barbecue. There's a number of the dignitaries that are being invited. So can we please be praying for this opportunity that we have to come together on June 26th? We, well, at least since I've been here, have never had a Sunday where we have not met here. And we're giving you ample opportunity and warning to make arrangements to be there. Even those who are taking part in a certain wedding should be there that morning. We'll expect you there at 10 o'clock. Okay. But please make note of that. But let's be preparing now to come together and to be a part of the service. And also, one of the things some people say, well, I don't have a ride. We'll get you a ride. Okay? I really want to be praying that we come together and united as the body of Christ with a number of other churches can be a public witness to those that will be there that day. So please make note of that. I mentioned the Pervez family, and we continue to pray for them. William, we're continuing to pray for your work and that you'll have steady work. It's been a while since I've met a young man so eager to work. And so please, if you hear of any employment, please let us know. But may God supply you with employment. And Farah and the family, we pray for you. Pray for the children as they continue to adjust in school and to the community. And family, we've made a commitment to be praying for them and to give financially. And I will leave that with you. Please pray that God, you know, pray asking God how you might minister to them and with them. And I will leave that with you. Fort McMurray is an area right now that is gaining exposure globally because of the intensity of these wildfires. Pastor Doug Doyle formerly was a pastor in our district. He was at Thunder Bay at the Redwood Park Alliance Church. A couple years ago, he made his way out to Fort McMurray. He is such a blessed man in ministry. And this is the situation that they find themselves in now. Obviously, their church, and it is a vibrant evangelical work in Fort McMurray, have been displaced. They've been scattered. But a lot of the people have connections in the Edmonton area. They've been forced to go south. The Fort McMurray Alliance Church has been given office space in the Beulah Alliance Church in Edmonton. to set up a place of meeting. And I saw some pictures, and it's just staggering. You see tragedies, and you just see places just burnt down, and you know the threat of the ongoing blaze and how much will be lost. There have been a number of people in their church that have lost so much. And again, as a board, we want to be looking at and talking about quickly about how we can bless the ministry of Doug Doyle. Beulah has given them a place. They're trying to bring people in. You can imagine families with teenagers. They've got a youth ministry program there. They've given so we're trying to reach out to this church. My own thought this morning is I would love to see us send a gift to Doug Doyle that he can use at Beulah to minister at this time to people that have just left everything. So let's be praying about that, and perhaps even by next Sunday or throughout the week, if you check in your emails, we'll have more information to you there. But let's be praying for the church in that area. And again, as we've been talking about the emergency task force that is just working around the clock, and even as some of you have probably watched the news, we're aware of the devastation and a lot of these veteran seasoned firefighters have said, I've never seen anything like this. And you can see how they have been moved. I know it's their job, but the Billy Graham organization is sending chaplain programs up there now to minister to the workers. The closest thing that I've seen to this was 9/11, where they were working around the clock, and there was chaplains that were sent in to minister to the people that were right on ground zero. And so we need to be praying for them, for their safety. And again, that somehow that God will intervene. Change of winds would be a favorable thing. A downpour, whatever is needed, let us trust God for that. We're a needy family as a church family. And I don't want us to forget about Kevin and Julia as they're still waiting a verdict or for the word in China. We have an awesome God, and our God is active in this moment. We might not see what he is doing or what he's preparing, but the day's going to come when I believe Kevin's going to be in this place and we're going to hear what God was doing. In the meantime, we need to pray. That God sustains him. He is suffering physically. You know he's suffering emotionally and mentally. And there's a spiritual battle. And we will lift our brother up before the throne. And we'll keep holding him up before the Lord. And may God soon, I pray, intervene and move. And may he be set free. I want us to be thinking this morning, and I know this almost sounds like a report, but I believe the things that I'm talking here about, things that God is doing, and we need to be aware of. On May 31st to June 4th, the General Assembly of the Christian Missionary Alliance Church in Canada will be meeting in Calgary. Originally scheduled to be in slated to be in Vancouver, it was moved because of financial details to Calgary. We'll be meeting at the First Alliance Church. The theme of the week is Arise. As at any given General Assembly or conference by any denomination, there will be plenty of business on hand. We need to be praying for the financial budgets that will be set forth. As David Hearn gives leadership with his staff, trusting God to continue to provide through the men and women of the Christian Missionary Alliance throughout Canada, there is a growing desire to be sending out more and more workers to the unreached people groups. We have been faithful in giving. Let us continue to be faithful in giving. David Hearn says, I am expecting the Spirit of God to be there in presence and power, encouraging and equipping us to live on mission, everyone, everywhere, all the time. And so let us pray. Let us pray for the ministry of the Holy Spirit on that week and throughout that week, even as the Lord is preparing the people that will be attending that assembly. Let us be praying for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. David Hearn is our pastor. He's our president, but you know what? He's our denominational pastor. He is. He's our shepherd. And he's passionate about us being rekindled through the power of the Holy Spirit If you know the history of the Alliance, A.B. Simpson, the Spirit-filled life, the four-filled gospel, Jesus Christ, Savior, Sanctifier, Healer, and Coming King, Jesus only, and the power of the Holy Spirit that has been evident throughout our history, there's a call that we have a hunger and thirst for the Holy Spirit of God. So will you pray that God will move and speak to those who are in attendance, and that message will overflow and be brought back to the denomination throughout the congregations throughout our land. One final one that I'm excited about, we're certainly going to do back-to-back Canada Day services. June 26th will be in Niagara Falls, and I've already mentioned that. But on Sunday, July 3rd, we'll be having a joint service with the St. Catharines Chinese Alliance Church here in the morning. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the ministry, the leadership ministry through Pastor Andrew. We need to be praying for our brother. He's young in ministry, but he's so eager to see what God, to experience what God has been preparing their congregation. And it's just incredible what is happening. That a number of people, a number of students that have been baptized throughout this past year, students that are coming in, if you're not familiar with the mainstream Chinese studies at Brock, thousands are coming in every year. And as they come in here, many of them have been connected with the different churches, with the Chinese Alliance Church. God has been working. We've seen these young men and young women giving their lives to Jesus Christ, being baptized, and being sent back to China. And so, yeah, we need to praise God. And so we're going to be meeting with them together. Pastor Anders is talking about it, and their board says, you know what, West Burn has been so, yeah, I'll come back to here, David. Okay, West Burn has been such a blessing to them. That's their words. And they feel that there is a need for us to get closer at the board level. And as two fellowships, two congregations that we need to be meeting on a more of a regular basis. They are a blessing. And I'm so thankful that they are part of the ministry here of the Westburn Community Churches. That's been a lot. But is there any excitement in any of this? Do we see what God is doing? Are we prepared to be hungry and get down on our knees for what God is preparing? Do we want what he's preparing? Do we? We need to. We need to. He's so faithful, and I'm so thankful for all these things that I've just been able to mention to you briefly this morning. And let us be praying for them as each one of these things. Last but not least, I've already mentioned the plots out there. And again, thrilled with those things. The Canada Day celebration that we're going to have here. We want to make an impact in our community, and it will only happen as we start to connect with them. Then God will give us the opportunity to build relationships, to share the gospel, and to see his kingdom built. But we need to connect. It's almost a message there, isn't it? Should I just pray, Derek? Would that be, you know? Let me share a few words from you just briefly here this morning. It's Mother's Day, and I was thinking about women of the Bible. You know, when we look at, I love good quotes. And hopefully some of these you will find to be good. I just listed a few of them here. Eleanor Roosevelt said, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." You know, as we look at it, I was reading about Mother Teresa. She said, "Don't look for big things, just do small things with great love." Helen Keller said, "The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but no vision." Corrie ten Boom says, "Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God." She also said, "Worrying is carrying tomorrow's load with today's strength. Carrying today's 2 days at once. It is moving into tomorrow ahead of time. Worrying doesn't empty tomorrow of its sorrow, it empties today of its strength." And so we see the wisdom of some of these women, and there's thousands of quotes out there. But it's Mother's Day, and you know that mothers have always had things that they've said to us, and we've heard some of these before. They're known as mumisms. And I thought I'd list a few quickly. "Call me when you get there, just so I know you're okay." Any of the parents done that here? Not just mums You got? See, Paige, we're not alone. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. How many of you like cake batter or cookie batter, cookie dough? This was one of my mom's favorites. Don't eat that, you'll get worms. Okay. I must have one massive worm. I don't know, okay. At times, I was told, if I want your opinion, I'll ask for it. I'll treat you like an adult when you start acting like one. My mother told me that last week. Okay. This one, there's a few that go together here. I'm doing this for your own good. This hurts me more than it hurts you. I said, Mom, if it's hurting you, please. I don't want you to be hurt. Okay, but you see, there's a hat trick here. This is why I remember, I'm doing this for your own good. This hurts me more than it hurts you. And your father's going to hear about this when he gets home. And then finally, the last one that my mother said too many times for me to count. You're the oldest. You should know better. Much has been said, the wisdom of mothers. And some of it we laugh about. And some of it we've probably used ourselves as we've had the opportunity to move into parenthood ourselves. But I just wanted to take a couple of moments this morning and share from the mother, Mary, the mother of Jesus. And I'm going to share two different things that she says. The first one is in, I get too many stickums here, or whatever they're called. It's in Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, it says the birth of Jesus is foretold. And let me read it for you quickly here. It says, in the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name is Mary. The angel went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, do not be afraid. Mary, you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of God, Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God. Mary's response, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her. It reminds me of the story of Hannah, as in 1 Samuel chapter 1. It reminds me of the fact that this woman was without child, and she was so desperate. The desire of her heart was to have a baby. And then finally the Lord hears her cry. But in that cry to the Lord, there was a promise that this child would serve the Lord. Hannah's the lesson I get from Hannah's life is that children belong to the Lord. We are entrusted with them. They are gifts, but ultimately they are God's. And so when I look at the life of Mary, I see this young woman engaged to be married. But when I look at her and this word comes to her, there's fear, there's trepidation, there's all sorts of social stigmas that are going to be attached to this. She's not married, and yet she's pregnant. And the Lord brings, through the words of Gabriel, brings comfort to her, letting her know that this is all part of the Lord's plan. His will is being done. And that response, I am the Lord's servant, may it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her. May God have his way with me. I am his servant. If God's choosing to work through me in this way, then let it be so. And I think that's a great starting point when we look at the life of Mary and we see this young woman. And it's just not a message for the ladies this morning or for the mothers. These are words that I think we all need to heed. God calls us to do something. you know what, we can initially be afraid. We can. Because God will bring comfort and peace to us. The angel didn't say, excuse me, Mary, why are you afraid? You know what's wrong to be afraid? No, he didn't. There was peace that came in the message. And there are times that we can question him. My God is a big God. I can question him if I'm willing for him to speak to me and reveal himself to me. And so here's Mary, and I think we can learn this from her. You know, there was questioning, no doubt, in her heart. There was that fear, and it was okay to have fear at the beginning. But when we look at it, we see that she is saying, no matter who you are, Lord, use me. Use me. And it's a lesson for all of us. No matter who we are, God can use us. And the second thing that I'd like to share with you, we read earlier. And it's that one line in the miracle that took place at the wedding in Cana. They ran out of wine. And as they run out of wine, Mary goes to Jesus. And she says, they have no more wine. Jesus says to her, woman, why do you involve me? My time has not yet come. But look at the counsel of this mother. As she says to the servants, do whatever he tells you. Do whatever he tells you. Is there any greater counsel that we could give to anyone when we are coming before our God with a need than to say, if you're coming with a need, remember this, do whatever he tells you. We have things that are happening in our lives right now. Some of them might be on a level that are approaching crisis. Some of them might be only small things. But when we come before our God and we're praying, are we willing to say or to accept the counsel of Mary that says, do whatever he tells you? I think there's such wisdom in these two stories here that we see in the Gospels. At the announcement of this birth, Mary, who is without child, she has not been with Joseph, and is told that she is going to have a child. And those words that all things are possible with God. Those words that, here I am, I'm your servant, Lord, may it be so. And then those words that she will say as a mother who now sees her son in ministry, the beginning of his ministry, says, do whatever he tells you. From Mary, I think we can learn that it's okay to be afraid at first. The angel's words were, don't be afraid, Mary, you found favor with God. Then we look and we see that no matter who you are, the Lord can use you. She was a young girl. Status in those days, sadly, it didn't get much lower than that socially. But she was chosen by God, and God could use her. Mary, if nothing else, because of their attitude and her faith, was available. I am the Lord's servant. May your word be fulfilled to me. From Mary, we see faith is central to her life. It is faith that empowers her to accept her calling against the backdrop of all these social ramifications that were going to plague her and that she still had to face. For nothing is impossible with God. I am the Lord's servant. Mary said, may it be to me as you have said. Mothers, there's a lot of wisdom that they share. And for this young mother that we see in the scripture, Mary, highly favored of God, this morning there are those two nuggets of truth that I would share with you. Here I am. May it be so. I am the Lord's servant. May it be as you have said. And those other words that she shared with her servants, do whatever he says. This morning, I want to encourage you, as people of faith, to understand that when we are challenged to believe something, we are challenged that God is leading us somewhere, that there might be times that we seem to be confused, but God will bring clarity. When challenged to believe, we will all ask questions. God will answer them. When faith begins, we become committed. Why do we fear committing ourselves wholeheartedly to God? when we commit ourselves to God, what is our reward? Our reward is a God who is true to his word, who will always equip us exactly with what we need to fulfill the service he has called us to. Brothers and sisters, this morning, God has called each of us to a relationship with himself. That's what we were created for. We were created by God for God. And as we were created by him, he has a purpose for each one of our lives. In faith, I encourage you to step into that walk of faith to discover his purposes. Trust him. He will reveal himself to you and his purposes. But as Mary said, here I am. I'm the Lord's servant. That needs to be our starting point. We need to say that with confidence. Here I am. I am the Lord's servant. And last but not least, as we say those words, may we also recognize the need for ourselves to trust him and to do whatever he says. Incredible words of wisdom from a young mother who would grow in age to watch her son all the way to the cross. May we be like Mary, a servant of the God, here I am, and I will do, Lord, whatever you say. Let's pray.